94th View the Shark, everything that rocks. We have our friend, licensed clinical social worker, Tracy Cardello, with us to talk, as we always have, about mental health. And Tracy, I would imagine at this point, everybody is paranoid about something, whether it be the loosened restrictions or just having to transition back into the world. So you must be busy.
Yeah, people are definitely feeling anxious, right? Like, I think paranoid is a little further than I would go, but, you know, anxious, cautious, and with good reason, right? We're definitely not out of the woods yet, and people have been, you know, in their homes and by themselves for a long time, and so getting back into the world and socializing again is, you know, both really exciting and also a little scary, a little anxiety-provoking for people.
We have seen a lot of loss, not just COVID-related, but in the last couple of years. It was interesting because I'm in the middle of experiencing an anniversary, and I had lost a friend of mine when I was 18. He was one of my best. It's the 25th anniversary of his passing, and I wondered, because it seems to be bothering me a lot more this year than in years past, I wondered what it is about numbers, about milestones that we as human beings gravitate toward.
Well, I think, you know, milestones are we're trained, you know, socialized to believe that they're important. You know, I'm sorry about your friend. Why do you think, you know, maybe it's too personal to talk to, but I would encourage you to think about what it is about this particular anniversary that feels more vivid, more important, more impactful, right, than some of the other ones.
Well, I think because you passed away when I was 18 and it's 25 years, it might have to do with a bit of guilt that I'm still here. And I know that that's a very taboo topic to talk about when it comes to grief. I remember you saying something about this a long time ago, like a lot of people feel guilt when a loved one passes away.
Sure. Yeah, it's pretty normal to feel guilt and shame and a whole bunch of other feelings. You know, there's really nothing out of bounds when it comes to grief. It's complicated. But yeah, people find themselves like you are, wondering if there's anything you could have done differently, or, you know, you get to be here and enjoy all the things that you've worked for in your life, and he doesn't get to experience that.
We are rising from a pandemic, and I know that there has been a lot of loss surrounding this, and I know that there's a lot of grief to be settled. Do you approach handling grief differently with this situation that we had? Like, is it still the basic blueprint handling grief if you have lost somebody throughout this pandemic or because of the pandemic, or is it a little bit different considering the unprecedented circumstances?
Well, I think it's both, right? These are unprecedented circumstances, and everyone comes to the table with their own set of baggage, right? Their own experiences and history. So it's a little bit different for everyone. So someone might have experienced something directly, and they're impacted by that direct event. Other people have experienced things in a more general way. And depending on, you know, their level of resilience going into it and their level of social support and economic support, you know, all of those things sort of help a person mitigate some of the damage of a trauma like this and manage the grief.
We're on the line with licensed clinical social worker Tracy Cardello on 94.3 The Shark, Everything That Rocks. Tracy has been navigating us through a whole bunch of mental health struggles that we've all been experiencing over the last year and a half. And Tracy, I know that you talk about tapping, and that's one of your techniques for relieving stress. Can tapping be used to handle grief?
Absolutely. So we can use it sort of directly to work on an experience of grief or an event. Or, you know, go back into a person's history a little further and find some of the issues that made them less resilient and more susceptible to complicated grief, right? So everybody experiences a degree of grief over a situation, and that's normal. That's healthy, and we wouldn't want to interrupt that, right? Because it's kind of a stage that you have to go through. But when it comes to recovery, right, you should be able to recover from grief in a period of time, and that period of time is also different for everyone. So it's a little tricky, but we definitely try to go about it in the most personalized, you know, individual way possible.
I think that for all the progress that I've ever made, losing a friend or losing a family member, there's almost a guilt that comes with finally overcoming the grief. Like, okay, I'm not grieving anymore, but now I feel guilty about not grieving anymore. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people are almost afraid to allow themselves to heal, or they feel guilty about allowing themselves to heal because they feel like they should, in order to remain attached to the person, they need to remain attached to the grief. And, you know, so those are also issues that we would try to work to overcome.
When you're working on separating the grief from the memory, what can we look for in ourselves to show that we're overcoming it?
Signs, you mean? See that you're getting better?
That you're managing it better.
Well, certainly the way you feel is your guidepost, right? So, you know, if you notice that it's just easier for you to start doing things, you know, at a certain point, you know, it just sort of naturally eases and you're more able to go back to your regular life. If on the other hand, you feel like you're having a hard time getting back to regular life after, you know, a year, that would be something that you definitely want to seek some help for.
We're on the line with Tracy Cardello on 94.3 The Shark, Everything That Rocks, our licensed clinical social worker, who's been giving us some fantastic advice throughout the course of this entire thing. And Tracy, I know that summertime is here, and this is sort of off topic, but I've seen a lot of people get a little reckless. I'm not talking about with social distancing, like nobody's paying attention anymore on their phone. They're driving while looking at their phone or crossing the street while looking at their phone. Is it summertime alone, or are these loosened restrictions getting to the point where it's going to get dangerous because people are feeling more comfortable?
Well, it's hard to tell, right? But I think it's important, you know, to make sure that people are being safe and they're paying attention to their surroundings, not just, you know, in terms of getting sick and or staying healthy, but also, you know, just in terms of your safety.